Welcome to the Men Talk 2 podcast. I'm your host, Lee, and right beside me is Slick Rick, doing this thing once again, audio and video, Mastermind Studios, putting it all together. Hey, look, this is for the fellas, and I didn't get a chance to talk to Rick about this, but this popped up on my feed, Facebook feed, and I want to see what the fellas' reactions is about, and it might be some ladies that might have something to say about this, too. So here's the situation. You and your husband, you and your boyfriend, y'all together 3, 4, 5 years. Y'all break up. Y'all got kids involved. And your wife or ex-wife or your husband, your ex-husband, they start back dating. They get out there. They in the field. And things are going well. The new guy that's in the picture, the new girl is in the picture. Y'all successful. Y'all doing big things. Y'all hanging out. Y'all doing what y'all supposed to do. Here's the thing. The husband or the wife or the boyfriend or the girlfriend says, look, I'm not going to talk or meet or greet or meet or whatever the kids until I talk to the ex. And the reason I'm saying this is because this came up across my feed with Deion Sanders and Babyface. Deion Sanders said, I'm dating the ex, which is Babyface's ex. Her name is Tracy Edmonds.
But she's so fine.
They had kids.
She's still fine. She's still fine. Was fine in the 90s. In the 2020s.
Right. Deion said, look, I know we hanging out, we dating, whatever, but I'm not going to meet your kids until I talk to your ex-husband. Can we, as normal people, regular people, not with no money, no status, no nothing, no fame, no fortune, do that? And it be amicable between the two that's talking, that's sitting down to talk. Fellas, is that possible? Can you sit down with the ex and say, hey, look, man, I want to get your blessing. I want to talk to you. I want to hang out with you and see where your head is at about me and your ex hanging out and me being around your kids. Not my kids, because I got kids elsewhere. We already good. We talking about your kids. Can you do that? Is that possible?
Them rich nigga problems, Lee.
Is it rich folks problems, really?
Yeah.
You really think so?
Yeah.
These are two black men that actually sat down at lunch or dinner and said, hey, you know I'm dating your ex. I'm coming to you before I even step foot in the house to see your kids with your ex. Are you going to be cool with that?
But you know what? I feel like it can happen. But
as a regular human being, I ain't saying nobody with money. I'm not saying with nobody with, you know, fame and status and whatever. Just I got a divorce. The new guy in the baby mama's life or with the ex-wife or whatever. Me and this dude sit down and have a chat about the children and how it's going to benefit them or how it's going to affect them if I come into the picture. Is that possible?
I feel like it can happen. But The thing about it is their relationship really has to be over. Like, both people would have had to have moved on.
Mm-hmm.
Because, let's be honest,
mm-hmm.
man, 90% of the time, the man still want to be in the household with his kids.
Yeah, I mean, but if
that's what I'm saying. And, you know, it that's got to completely be done and over with. Mm-hmm. Both of them have checked out from that relationship,
mm-hmm.
and he knows that. Rick's been around. You know, mm-hmm. like Rick and we'll say Tracy. Rick and Tracy been dating or whatever for a little minute now, and they're starting to get serious, and then you know. hey, before I get serious with your, you know, with your ex, because that's going to put me around your kids, I just wanted to talk to you and say, let you know where my mind is at. You know, mm-hmm. I'm going to treat your kids like they mine. You know, mm-hmm. that type of stuff. But the problem with regular people is, and what do I always say? We don't know how to date.
Correct.
We talking to somebody and it's already exclusively that we go together. You know, mm-hmm. we can't talk to nobody else. You know, you basically not dating. That's the problem. So within 2 weeks, you done met the kids or a lot of times, you know, with people with money, they can pay somebody to come in and watch their kids while they go out date. So you don't meet the kids until you ready for the serious stuff.
True.
I can't tell you how many dates I've been on, you know, after I've gotten to know the girl, even mm-hmm. though we were just dating, that, you know, hey, I don't have a sitter. Can I, you know, is it cool if I bring my kid? Sure. We just going somewhere to eat anyways, you know, like bring them on. So that's why I say it's rich people problems, but you know, understanding it, it can be done, but both people got to be checked out of that relationship.
So how do you think it makes the male feel, the one that's outside looking in? I'm going to say, well, in Deion's case, he was actually reaching out to Babyface and saying, hey, look, man, we need to sit down. How would that make the outside guy looking in feel if it didn't go the way he thought it was going to go? Or they said, yeah, and all of a sudden they had some issues or problems when they sat down and talked.
I think mentally, and I use Deion's case for it or whatever, because, I mean, I've never been in that situation. But I think it really lets you know where that person's mindset is at. Is that mm-hmm. person really over it? Are they going to cause us problems? I don't. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for Deion, but if he really liked Tracy, unless it was a really big problem. My bad. I was just like, damn, she fine. But unless it's a really big problem, salute to you, Deanna. I know you probably ain't going to see this, but salute to you, dog. You got you. But unless it was like a really big problem, I don't think that would have been like the end of the relationship for him if that conversation didn't go right. Mm-hmm. Because I'm putting myself in it. Like, mm-hmm. I would love to have that conversation. But if it didn't go right, unless it just completely went left, mm-hmm. then I don't think, for me, it wouldn't have been the end of that situation. Because be like, at this point, I really like her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to build a life with her. But I would prefer to talk to you so you can see where my head at. So you know I'm not going to abuse your children. Right. You know, you know, all that stuff. The stuff that us right. men have concerns about.
Right. I think, and if it was me being Babyface and somebody else on the outside coming in trying to date my ex, first off, the ex thing would have been, of course, blown up and done. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with you dating a woman. That's the least of my issues, because once I check out, I'm checked out, period. I have nothing else for you. But to have another male figure in the household, because you're talking about meeting each other and meeting kids and all this sort of stuff, and eventually I'm sure they're going to be living together, so forth and so on. I wouldn't feel no type of way unless, like you said, Rick, something just went crazy left. And my daughter came back to me, or my son came back to me and said, hey, look, dude, clowning. And then you got to check that attitude too, because some of the kids might be like, I don't like this motherfucker in my house. I'm going to tell my daddy, and my daddy going to do battle for me, even though I'm just a kid in this situation. So it can go left both ways, with the kids and with the adults. But these two black men, grown black men, that's seen life and experienced life and what have you, had enough gumption and balls to sit down and say, hey, look, I get it. You like old girl. I don't want girl no more. Me and girl ain't interested in each other no more. Yes, we have kids involved. Let's do what's best for the kids on all sides. The new guy, the ex, and the baby mama. Let's all make the kids the priority until they get up out of there. And then, you know, y'all can live life. But y'all can live life in the meanwhile because, you know, y'all successful black men that's doing what y'all got to do. Good thing they're not petty. It's a lot of people out there, blended families, you know, that always had that one that's petty because they think they should be there, or they think that this dude or this girl taking my place, and they hate to see that the ex has gone on and is happy and successful and whatever in the life with the person that they with now versus the person they was with the ex. It's a lot of that going on out there too. And I can't speak for the ex, but if you are in this type of situation, and just be grown about it and say, yeah, I did what I could do. I'm not in that position no more. We don't like each other. We don't love each other. We don't whatever no more. And just me personally, I hope you have a good time. Hope you, you know, get all you can and be successful. Thing is, don't be petty about it and turn around to me and say, this is what it is now, since, and I'm doing better because of I'm not with you and all that shit. Keep them motherfucking comments to yourself. I don't want to hear that shit. But that's a lot of that going on too. The key is setting up folks and hoping stuff will break up, tear up, and not work, so they can go back to the status quo of daddy coming by, seeing them every so often or whatever weekend or whatever, and the other guy's not even involved, or the other girl, because it's women out there that do the same thing. I'm not just putting this on men.
Yeah.
In this case, it's two men actually sat down and talked about life, about the kids, about what they see future-wise as far as all three of the parents growing old or whatever, getting together and hanging out or whatever. Now, Dion got kids, Tracy got kids, they all in the same household doing what they're supposed to do.
They don't have any together, though, dude.
I don't think they have any together. But it's just the point of it's good to see. Now, I don't know what's going on behind closed doors, but it's good to see out in the public eye that this family unit, this blended family, is getting along very well. The kids went from one college to the next with Dion. I don't know if they's his kids or her kids or whatever, but they follow him as far as, I was at Jackson State, now I'm in Colorado. All the family moved out there. Everybody's bought in to this dude's career. And success. Well, I mean, you can't help but be successful when you got all this stuff going on in your life. Everybody's on the same page. Everybody's seeing what's going on in life. And this dude is being transparent as far as, hey, I told y'all I want to stand at Jackson State for this amount of years or this year or whatever. It's time for me to move on. I done what I was supposed to do, and I moved on. Colorado called him and said, hey, look, come on out here and change our program around. The family was all in. I don't think. Now, I'm sure they had discussions about, man, it's cold as fuck out there in Colorado. Ain't no black folks out in Colorado, blah, 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 so forth, so on. But they all in. When the kids transfer over to another school because daddy out there, it makes you wonder. They all bought in. I like that type of stuff. When the family is all in, they see the ultimate goal. Everybody's being successful. Everybody's having generational wealth hooked up and passed down to them. And they try not to fuck it up, because you don't hear nobody's name in this particular household about them out there doing crazy shit. They one family unit, even though they are blended, they still doing what they have to do. That's the type of shit I like.
My thing is this. So I wonder why he ain't married. Why they ain't got married.
That's the next question that I want to ask.
They've been together
They've been together for a while.
Yeah, like they got together in like 2012, and that's something else.
2013, somewhere around in there. Yeah.
And that's something else I saw that Tracy and Babyface actually divorced in 2005. So, you know, I'm sure she dated around. As fine as she is, I know she dated around. So, you know, Dion might have been the only one to go to Babyface. You know what I'm saying? So,
I'm sure he will.
That'll make you respect the man even more.
Right. I totally agree with that. It makes sense to me. And if we had more stand-up guys that would say, look, I know y'all didn't work out, but I'm finna be with your girl, and I'm about to see your kids.
Now your kids call me daddy.
Nah, I don't know about all that. But, I mean, it's possible. I mean, you never know. I mean, it's kids that think that way. But it's nice to see that two people can actually sit down after a bad situation and hash it out and find a common ground as far as the kids are concerned. I'm sure the woman didn't come up at all. I mean, she probably came up a little bit in the conversation, but not enough to be like, hey, I'm pissed at you or whatever. I ain't got no ill feelings towards you or whatever. The kids was the most important thing I think they had in that whole conversation, from my understanding. I've seen the interview with I think Oprah had an interview with, I want to say, Babyface, and they talked about it a little bit. But it's amazing to me that stuff we don't see in real life actually happens. Because if I went to some guys at work and be like, hey, dude, do you mind if I talk to your girl and see your kids before I see your kids? It's going to be some shit said and some hands thrown. And like you said, Rick, it might be the point that they haven't checked out yet. They probably hoping on to that last little strand of hope and saying that I might get back in. But the way it looked to me is they done checked out and going on about their business, and he going on about his business and whatever, and it's a done deal.
Yeah, because I mean, let's just be real. Like in my situation, you know, I would have loved for that to happen, but mm-hmm. in my situation, it would never happen because, you know, me and her still be messing around or whatever. Then next thing you know, it's a nigga popping up out of nowhere. Like, damn. you know what I'm saying? Like shit. Okay. That's what we doing? All right. I mean, or really me not finding out about a nigga till she got pregnant by the nigga. You know? Like.
Wow.
Like, that, and, you know. Oh, I ain't talking to nobody else. I ain't doing. Oh, okay. And then next thing you know, she pregnant. But, you know, she didn't want the funds to stop.
Well, what's the reason for lying? I mean, I don't understand that.
She didn't want the funds to stop, Lee.
Well,
you know, I was taking care of two households.
That's dumbassery.
And like me. And I guess she didn't want the funds to stop because she knew if once I found out the funds will stop.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
In my situation, the funds stopped as soon as I walked out the door. Only thing I has funds for is child support. That was it. I'm not taking shit. Taking care of nobody else's shit. Whatever she did in the house, they did in the house. That's on them. You buying it. I don't even give a damn how you spend the money. You just can't. This is what you cannot say. That I didn't pay for my child. This is what you can't say. You can say everything else. But I ain't giving no money, gas money, rent money, all those stuff. You're right about that. I'm not doing that shit ever. But you can never say that I never paid child support. That's for damn sure. So you can tell all the kind of lies you want to, whoever you are. I'm not pointing no fingers or saying anything, but that's one thing you can't say. He ain't do nothing for his kids, because that's a damn lie. I'm definitely not giving you no extra money. For nothing. You better be mindful of how you spend your money. Cause that ain't going down. But I saw this story and I had to talk about it for a little bit just to see what guys would do. And it's just two of us, but I'm just saying Maybe we may get some comments in the section below to find out what's going on, if they would, what they would do, how they would act, so forth, so on. So if you hear this story next Thursday, well, this coming Thursday, leave some comments in the comment section. Let us know what you think about this whole deal with Deion sitting down talking to
Babyface's
ex.
After 8 years apart, that is cool, and you know, it's one of them, as long as you treat my kids good and with respect.
Right.
Damn phone almost fell. New phone. But but yeah, after 8 years, hopefully that's done and over with.
I mean, but see, here's the thing though, Rick. You know, and we talked about this earlier. It's plenty of people out there that's still dating or fucking around 8, 9, 10 years in. Them the conversations you need to be having with these folks after they said, fucking, I'm moving on. I don't see that happening because, like you said earlier, some dipping and sliding and creeping and inboxing and DMing and all that little shit still going on because you ain't totally let go yet. And I got a problem with that too, but that's just me. Because it's crazy to me that you're going to sit up here and take this abuse or neglect or whatever you want to call it, as far as your feelings are concerned, and you're going to ride with this dude, even though you got a new dude in the picture, you're going to keep riding with this dude or this girl. I need to put that in there too. And they treating you like shit, but you still hanging out with them. You ain't totally let go yet. Yeah. I got a huge problem with that. Just be done. Be grown, make a decision, and be done. And if this dude or this lady come and say, hey, let's talk about me being with your ex and seeing your kids, you will have enough headspace and enough being grown to sit down and talk. Like I said, it don't happen often, if at all. I know the majority of the time it don't happen at all. They just move on. Y'all meet each other out somewhere, or somebody tell somebody, yeah, he or she is to start dating again. And y'all find out through the grapevine.
Or you pull up and it's a nigga at the
house. Right. Or you pull up and it's a car that you don't know nothing about there. And you knocking on the door trying to find out what's going on. Even if you ain't got feelings, you're going to feel some type of way because you ain't been informed. Unless you have totally let it go. You really don't give a shit. You really don't give a shit what they do, because you done been through it. You done came to conclusions. You got closure, so forth and so on. That happens as well too. I'm that guy. Put it all in, and then all of a sudden it don't work out, and you be like, hey, it is what it is. I'm out. And when I say I'm out, that means I'm all the way out. I can't do nothing else for you. So I'm glad that this guy set the benchmark, Deion Sanders. I mean, we say we ain't got role models out here, but this dude, as far as this item is concerned, I feel as though we should take a book out of his, take a page out of his book, that's what I meant to say, and actually have these conversations and see what's going on. And find out what's going on and see what people's heads are at. And not to say that the ex has any control over what you're going to do after the fact, but it's good to know that this guy, this stand-up guy, came to you and said, hey, look, this is what's going on. I mean, because I'm sure they already knew with all the media, and you know how we the regular folks like to keep tabs on folks' relationships and who they fucking and all this old type shit. I'm just glad he actually took the time out to sit down with somebody and say, hey, look, man, I'm going to be around your kids a lot. And I don't want you to be fucked up with it. What do we need to do in order to make this an easy transition? And not necessarily saying that these kids are transitioning from you to me, but to get them into seeing me more often I'm glad he had that wherewithal to say that. That's what I say. It just came across my feet. I had to talk about it a little bit just to be sure that it ain't just me to think that this makes sense. But yeah, it makes sense to me. I guess that's all. Yeah, man, that's all I want to talk about. Deion, or Prime Time, as they used to call him, or still do call him, Coach Prime. Yeah. Because it's like I said, on a regular day-to-day basis, especially, let me put this in there too, especially in the Black community. I don't know how any other culture or community works, but I know for a fact in the Black community, it's some stuff going on, and men don't do shit like that. Matter of fact, women don't do shit like that.
Shit, most of them still fucking even though the relationship over.
Exactly. Exactly. They trying to get their cake and eat it too and all this old type shit. Which, I mean, you know, I mean, you do what you do. But I would think if you grown and you say you done and this dude treating you crazy or this girl treating you crazy and talking to you crazy and whatever, you would have enough sense to say, yeah, I'm done. And be fucking done. Don't be dabbling back and forth. And move on to the next. And be happy with the next, because that's what you chose. But, you know, like you said, Rick, some of us like to keep going back and forth across the fence. Dabbling. So that's all I got, man. I had to talk about that for a second, because like I said, it came across my feed, and I was amazed when I started reading the story behind it. I started doing some research about it and find out exactly what happened and how it went about. And Babyface said he ain't fucked up with it. He said that impressed him more than anything, that this dude actually reached out to him and said, before I even talk to you, see your kids or talk to them or address them or whatever, I'm going to talk to you first and find out what's going on and then go to them. I like that shit. And we as a culture should be doing the same thing. But, you know, some of us got three different baby mamas and three different baby daddies, and all the baby dads ain't getting together talking, and it's just kid after kid after kid after kid and all this old type shit. So for those of y'all who are in this situation, make better choices. That's all I got to say about that, man. So I guess it's going to be a short and sweet one anyway. We'll see y'all next week. Hey, once again, be that person's person. If you need help, this is the end of Mental Health Month. Mental Health Awareness Month. Let me change that just to be sure we're on the same page. If you need help, man, go get some help. If you need counseling, go get some counseling. If you got some issues that you can't deal with on your own, reach out and talk to somebody. Be they licensed or not licensed. And make sure that the people that you're talking to got your best interest at heart and give you the best advice in that particular situation. But not those, girl, if I was you, and man, if I was you, don't talk to them.
Hey, sometimes we don't want to hear what somebody say, but hey, long as they willing to tell you the truth, man.
Right. Know. Even if you don't want to hear it, listen anyway. And hopefully get some help. With all that being said, and once again, I want to appreciate y'all for looking at the podcast, listening to the podcast, whichever way you looking at it or seeing it or hearing it. Like, comment, subscribe, and follow, which would help us out a lot. Fucks with the algorithm, like Rick used to say all the time. It's the algorithm, baby. We're gonna see y'all next week, man. We're gonna talk about something else. I don't know if the ladies gonna be back. If they do, fine. If they don't, we'll welcome them back with open arms whenever they decide to come back. Tulane, get better. We'll see you soon, hopefully. Y'all be good, be safe. We're gonna holler at y'all next week. Peace.